We're momming today with Leslie Rohide, the founder of, in my opinion, cosmetic dermatology. Leslie, hey.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you for having me.
Everybody needs to check out your Instagram page because you are stunning. So Leslie wears these phenomenal outfits. I've seen a lot of like long skirts and florals, and her skin is completely flawless. It looks like you wear not a stitch of makeup. You might wear a little. And not only are you a major business owner and cosmetician?
No. I am a PA, so a physician associate. So I am licensed by the Florida Board of Medicine as an advanced provider. And I can deliver, you know, all things medical dermatology, cosmetic dermatology. And to your point about the outfits, a lot of Zimmerman and a little bit of makeup.
She's fabulous. And I'm sorry, I downgraded your degree. Sorry about that. Thank you for clarifying. And wait, no. Most importantly, Leslie, you have a 5-month-old. So you're like in the thick of being a mom. You probably maybe just went back to work full time. I have no idea. But I want to start about your business.
You may hear him in the background. Letting everybody know. Okay.
We're mom friendly, clearly.
Great.
So when did you start working full time again? Or did you ever stop?
Oh my God. So this is really crazy. I worked pretty much until the week that I went into labor. I had a really hard labor and a really, really difficult pregnancy. I was actually diagnosed with hyperemesis gravidum, which is just severe debilitating nausea. I was refractory to a ton of medication. They had actually considered me for an anti-nausea pump that I had to wear all the time because I would just vomit constantly. And, you know, I'm treating patients and I'm in the middle of procedures and I'm seeing, you know, 30 people a day. And it was really, really, really tough. The last day that I threw up was the day that I delivered my son. And I worked up pretty much until 38 weeks. I went into labor at 39 weeks, a little bit earlier. And I went back to work in 4 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we happen to get you on your work from home day, right? Your non-seeing patient day. And that's why we might hear the baby in the background, which I would welcome that. You know, when women come to you, what is the most popular concern that they have?
They just express a feeling. It's not something visual that they see. What they express is a feeling that they feel tired. They feel like their face is falling. They just don't feel well. And then it's kind of up to me to take that feeling and look for those physical cues. And what is it that, you know, that's behind that? And we look at, you know, are there certain, you know, fat pads in the face that have kind of descended? Are there sleeping habits that, you know, are contributing to, you know, progressive aging, any kind of environmental damage? Or, you know, is there inflammation in the body? You know, once we have these babies and, you know, we can't sleep right after we have them. And there's so much inflammation in the body post-pregnancy, and you're just not allowed to heal. And this lack of proper healing takes on, you know, it takes a toll on a woman for a period of a few months and takes a toll on your hair loss and, you know, on your face. And they just express a feeling of feeling tired, being run down. And that's more so what I see in practice.
Okay. I look tired perpetually and I don't really think there's a way for me to get more sleep having 3 children and a full-time job. So in that sort of situation, what would you say?
Okay, so we have a lot of helpers. You know, what I like to say is that the gold standard right now is definitely your brand name, Botox. And just to put it in perspective, Botox is a brand name. We're going to use it as a catch-all term for neurotoxin treatments, just like Coke, and Pepsi is a brand name for soda. There's about four or five FDA brand name medications that are prescriptions that we use to put in the muscles to kind of have a little bit more relaxed, refreshed look. So we look a little bit less severe and less angry and less tired. And that is the gold standard, right? It's not wrinkle creams. So medicine has evolved in a way that they gave us the best correction. And that's that this wonderful prescription that can, you know, wake up the brows and improve skin texture and help you make, you know, less oil. And that is what I would recommend to the first timer that doesn't know what to do, doesn't know where to start, and is feeling kind of tired. It's relatively no downtime. It doesn't last forever. And if you don't like it, you just don't have to do it again.
What comes after that?
Okay, so what comes after that is that we start looking at dermal fillers. And dermal fillers are made of hyaluronic acid, which is naturally found in your own bodies. So you can look at it as, you know, something that's very biocompatible. And we start looking at where has some of that volume been lost? Can we replace it? And we want to think about correction, right? We don't want to overcorrect. We don't want to overvolumize. And then we would, you know, start moving towards a plan where we put kind of a little bit everywhere, whether that's the smile lines or the profile on the chin. How can we enhance and harmonize your profile? And, you know, we do a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
But the problem is over volumizing, because how many times do you see a woman? And honestly, I haven't done anything yet because I just don't want that messed up experience. Or, you know, you start doing something and then you just get used to that look. And then you fast forward a few years and it's like, wow, I really look fake.
Yeah. So what you're describing is something called perception drift. And you're just looking at yourself, you know, in the mirror, and you're getting what you think are tiny little millimeter changes over time consistently. And then you get used to that. And one day you look in the mirror and it's, you know, it amounted to a lot. And I think, you know, have you seen Gwen Stefani right now online, you know, the memes and all the stuff that's coming out about her recent work? Have you had a chance to look at that?
No, but I'm pulling it up right now. Tell me more.
you know, it's kind of like what they did to that Friends actress, Courtney Cox. And, yeah, you know, they're starting to look at these women and they're saying, wow, they were so beautiful before. You know, they're getting so much stuff done. That's definitely something that you want to be weary of. And hopefully if you are, you know, with the right provider, that's not going to happen. Our focus is definitely to be conservative. And that's something that, you know, is in our brand philosophy. And we're looking at that every day. So what you want to do is, you know, identify a provider that, you know, that's their ethos, right? Conservative, subtle, things like that.
I'm so happy you said that. because it's about aging gracefully also, and maybe tweaking or improving the way we gracefully age. It's not to make someone older look like they're 21.
Yeah, you want to look like you, but only better. And, you know, can I throw out an unpopular opinion?
Yes.
Okay. Aging is not graceful. So aging.
Well, actually, I honestly stopped looking in the mirror. It really does wonders when you just don't worry about it anymore, because then you don't know.
Totally, totally. So aging is just, you know, it is the physical signs of the wear and tear on our DNA. And sometimes that's just not a pretty process. So what we want to do is take tiny interventions, you know, every quarter, and have a look at ourselves and find that collaborative, conservative provider so that we can age graceful.
How many offices do you have?
So we have one office located in Coral Gables in Miami that we just opened about 8 weeks ago. It's 3,000 square feet of medical grade skincare. We have a retail location. We are off the side of a Central Valley next to Louis Vuitton at the Shops at Merrick Park in Miami, Florida.
Nice location. Okay, much more with Leslie Rohide. When We're Momming Today continues right after this.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
We're back with Leslie, Momming Today. I'm saying, in my opinion, is the name of your company IMO? cosmetic dermatology or interchangeable? Yeah.
It's interchangeable. IMO stands for, in my opinion, cosmetic dermatology. And this came from me just hearing a lot of opinions when it came to how work should be done and what the right, you know, style is. And we just thought that our opinion was the best opinion, naturally. And that's kind of how the name came about.
Well, if I have this correct, your mom was a physician and you grew up kind of just testing products.
Yeah. So my mom is a family medicine physician and she is still practicing to date. She deals with, you know, traditional medical Western illnesses and Western diagnosis and treatment. And I grew up in her private practice and she was a huge source of inspiration to me.
When I was reading that you would test products, did you literally make some of your own or have like this disastrous experience of what you thought would be a good facial cream or something?
Yeah. So my grandma was actually a little bit of a stronger influence because she's the one that would watch me more since my mom was a full-time working single mom. And she had, you know, I think it was like cold creams, different kinds of cold creams that I would use.
I remember cold cream from my grandmother. Pond's cold cream.
Pond's.
And the smell.
Yeah, and it just felt so luxurious. And I just remember feeling so great. I don't know if it was working, but I remember the feeling.
And so you were always just naturally interested. And here you are, business owner, the female founder of a very popular company. And I think you're onto something. Because as I stated earlier, I haven't done anything to my face yet. I'm not against it. But I often think, because of my reluctance, I'm like, we have all of these technologies and sciences and creams and lasers and this and that at our fingertips right now. It's meant to be used, so I don't age ungracefully. So why haven't I tapped into it? I think we need more people like you saying, okay, this is a natural plan. This would work best.
Yeah. And you know, a shift of thinking, right? Just because it wasn't in the vernacular of our mothers and grandmothers, the word Botox doesn't mean that it's something new, agey, and terrible. You know, medicine is evolving. Technology is evolving. There's nothing more natural than energy, right? And we have a ton of energy-based devices where we can use, you know, laser frequencies to just wake up these tired cells that are not doing what they used to do at 19.
What treatment are you liking the best right now in terms of, I guess, laser?
So after having a baby, I called the office like we were the architects of the face. That was my vision for IMO. And to give you a little bit of background, when I actually went to medical school for an MD first abroad, and because I did that program abroad, it was really competitive, really challenging to get into the US. Mm-hmm. And I had to go international. And there were a lot of challenges. I did that back at a time where, you know, FaceTime was not invented. It was not around. And I was, I was married and we were doing a long distance relationship. My husband had a great job at a bank here in Miami. And
I hear him.
Yeah. Say hi, Hassan.
Hi.
He's actually, we're trying to do a little bit of lunch now. But I just left that experience feeling tired, like my face was falling off. And I started looking for, you know, the solution. What would help me? And what I found was disappointment, a tremendously fragmented specialty. And that's how I determined this is what I wanted to devote my life's work to, and started looking for solutions that were right. And what I found, you know, when I tried Botox for the first time, my God, I loved it. And then it was a gateway into dermal filler. And I loved that.
Oh, you sound like an addict. It was a gateway. The next drug.
You know, addicted to just feeling better.
And looking better.
And looking better and using technology to wake up normal physiological processes that are not, you know, drumming along how they used to. So really interested in energy-based devices. You brought up lasers. Lasers are so cool. After having the baby, you know, the body's taking a little bit of a hit. So we started looking at body contouring as a new vertical. And that's kind of like my baby right now, my other baby, body contouring.
Tell me more about that.
Hey, so we
might be right interested.
Now, yeah, we're using radio frequency to wake up the cells that make collagen and elastin. These are the cells that are called fibroblasts in the body, and they make these proteins that are vital to the bounds and the integrity of our skin. But what ends up happening is, pretty much after the age of 22, they start to decline by 1% compounded every year, and they go to sleep, so they become senescent. And these energy-based devices can actually wake them up and get them to start producing these vital proteins again.
But you think it really works? Because anytime I'm in the dermatologist's office and I suggest something, they say, you're not really going to see results. I feel like that's the blanket line I get from every doctor.
Okay, so you also want to look at what office you're in. A lot of these devices, you know, the good ones, the ones that actually work, you're looking at price tags of $500,000 and above. That's what they cost. You're looking at small properties. And, you know, that's a tremendous barrier to entry. There's not a lot of them around. But once you start getting into technology that's really cutting edge and really expensive, you can definitely see results.
Okay. Understood. Oh, this is a wealth of information. What is it like to be in charge of so many employees, of this great office, of what women look and men look and feel like? How does that make you feel at the end of the day?
Exhausted. Just gonna be honest. Juggling has been tough. The mom guilt is real. I'm sure you've heard that 1,000 times. And I feel right now the feeling is tired. I'm so proud. I'm a very proud person of what we've been able to achieve in such a short amount of time. You know, I started my first office environment out of my residence. I built a little mini clinic, you know, at the side of my home, and we've just grown, you know, into larger and larger offices until we were able to build this flagship in Miami, at a major, you know, retail location. That I feel very proud about that, but I'm also very tired.
And it's only just beginning. Throw in a couple more kids, a couple more clients, a couple more offices.
I know.
But you know what I think happens? Because I get asked all the time, how do you do it all? And I'm like, well, I don't. I do half of everything, basically. Someone's always disappointed. But you become more efficient in a weird way.
Yeah.
And I guess you learn how to just function on less sleep. But when you have so much lined up and your life feels like this constant to-do list, you're just quicker about moving between tasks. And when you say you're going to do something, you finish it. I don't leave anything for later. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it like right now. If we're talking about something, like, you know, we're planning our next story or whatever, I'm like, we're going to have our answer in this meeting because I don't have time to do this tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to strike while the iron is hot, you know, as they say. And there was a really cool quote, another podcast that I was listening to. There was a plastic surgeon that was on it, and she's got, you know, like 6 kids and a skincare line and this and that. And, you know, we listened to these for inspo, and she said something very profound, you know, while she was speaking with the host. And she said, you can have it all, just not at the same time.
True. Yeah.
And that resonated with me.
And I think her background, I don't know who it is, but I mean, plastic surgeon, 6 kids, skincare line. And if she looks great, I mean, that's like a walking advertisement for everything that she does.
Right. And, you know, There's also something about, you know, minorities being seen. And I feel like a female in plastic surgery is definitely a minority, just a female in a position of power. You know, we need to see more of those so that, you know, little girls and little boys, whatever, can look at that and say, hey, this is normal. And if you don't see it, you don't know it's possible.
Yeah. And my mom's tired because she does everything. And she has a way now to make her look less tired.
That's right.
Leslie Rohide, so good to talk to you. Thank you. Thank you for the time and the advice.
Of course, Lauren. Thank you. So much fun being on.
I'm Emily Campagno, host of the Fox True Crime Podcast. January 26th, 1988 was a cold and suspiciously quiet night at the Indianapolis Police Department, but the frigid night took a chilling turn with news of a triple homicide. This week, I'm joined by retired Sergeant Judd Green for a look back at this savage case. Available now on Apple, Spotify, and FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.